I'm going to qualify this immediately by saying what we know about the case, we know from documents that have been made public, which are the complaint and the
sort of the case file, right?
Right, right. Yep. So I don't have any inside details about the case. This was not my client.
Fair enough.
And if it were, I couldn't talk about it.
That's right.
What we've got here is a Schedule 70 contractor, NetApps, that has settled a civil false claims case involving the price reduction clause, and as you pointed out, settled it for a substantial sum, $128 million, which I think and has been reported to be the largest settlement under the multiple award schedules program. According to the complaint and the settlement agreement, which are both public documents, basically what NetApps did was fail to make disclosures that were consistent with the price reduction clause and also made actually false statements regarding the discounts that it had provided to its commercial customers.
And just so everyone is up, because not everyone may follow this as closely as, well, certainly you do, but as I do, under the GSA schedule contracts, you have to provide the government the best price that you provide to your commercial clients.
And the contracts have, for many, many years, the GSA schedule contracts contain something that we all refer to shorthand as the price reduction clause.
Controversial provision in this.
Right, which requires in sort of short form summary that the contractor identify a product or products when the contractor gets its contract, that is the marker product, and then agrees with the government that what the discount is that the contractor currently provides to its commercial customers, if any, gives them the price, and then agrees that it will monitor its commercial sales, because these are commercial products and services, that it will monitor its commercial sales, and if it gives some other similarly situated customer a deeper discount, it will give the government that same discount. So what we've really got here is a situation where a company, a commercial company, that has a lot of commercial sales, signed up to sell the same products, principally products but some services, to the government that it sells in the commercial sector, and signed up to this clause. And what the documents show is that the company apparently simply failed to pay attention to the fact that it had this clause in its contract and failed to have either the personnel or the compliance mechanisms in place that would allow them to track the discounts.
And what do you recommend to clients that they should be doing in order to monitor this? Because as I was looking through the decision the other day, it almost seemed like they weren't paying attention. I mean, there weren't processes in place, and you need to pay attention to this.
Right. I think I would say, and I don't mean to suggest this is common by any means, but I think we periodically see commercial companies although their federal sales may be substantial in dollars, it's not their principal market. And commercial companies can find themselves in a situation where they've signed up to an agreement, a government contract, they signed up to the multiple award schedule, they signed up to the terms including both the industrial funding fee and the price reduction clause, and they simply fail to recognize that in when they're dealing with the taxpayers' funds, that the government takes these provisions very, very seriously, and they do not put in place the proper mechanisms and oversight to allow them to comply with this provision. And that looks like what happened here. It's just inattention. Now, I will say that at least based on the papers, the allegations in the papers, these folks made things worse for themselves, because it appears that while they may not have realized how serious this was, at some point GSA sent someone in to look at the industrial funding fee issue, and in the process of doing that, the party here who was the plaintiff, who's known as a QTAM relator, who was the company's contracts procurement manager as well as a systems engineer, became very concerned about their compliance and tried to bring those concerns to the attention of management. And in at least his allegations are that he was obstructed in the ability to do that.
And so, and this is something that if you're going to be a government contractor, you just really, I mean, I guess the takeaway is you got to pay attention to it, right?
You have to pay attention. And And as I said, they compounded the problem here by having someone who was actually knowledgeable internally and trying to alert management to these issues apparently and not paying attention. In fact, went so far as to have, once they were aware of this problem, again, according to the allegations, went so far as to have meetings with GSA and did not disclose that this situation existed and didn't correct it.